Yeah, well, it seems like throughout my time here, I've played on, maybe four completely different teams, or four different eras, I think,
Right.
with totally different groups of guys that very few of the guys on our team, really know of a lot of those players that I played with. Like, a couple of the older players know of them, but the young guys,
Gilles Delorme and some of these.
Gilbert, Lee Norwood, who's
Lee
living back in
Norwood.
Michigan again,
Right.
Tim Higgins, who was
Character.
a very funny man,
Very
Doug
much.
Hallward, Jimmy Neal, who's now our
Right, Jimmy Neal.
assistant general manager.
Right. That's when Adam Oates was just a kid
Adam
when he
Oates
was on
was
the
young.
John Chabot.
John
Yeah.
Chabot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
We've
wow.
there's been a lot of players come and go through, and a lot of interesting characters and a lot of fun
Yeah.
guys I've enjoyed playing
Go
with.
a few years later, because you were kidding about Barry. He'll have to wait till his 14th year. Put yourself in Barry's shoes. Did you wonder at the time later, after you'd gone in those early 90s and you kept losing in the first round, if you were ever going to have
Yeah,
your
I
moment in the
thought
sun?
after we went to the finals and lost to the Devils, came back the next year, and then we lost to the Colorado in the semis, and we kind of went backwards. We didn't get back to the finals, and I thought at that time that, I assumed that they were going to make some changes, and when changes are made, you never know. Fortunately, they worked out, but they could have, trades, you never 100% certain that guarantee that it's going to work out.
Right.
So I thought at that time that, and I had said to Lisa at one point, driving home, with it, maybe I wasn't meant to win as a player, that maybe I'm going to win as a coach or a general manager
Oh,
one day.
God.
So that's what,
To
kind of at
think
the
about
time.
your
And then
next career. Wow.
I just figured, not that I was thinking about retirement, but I was like, maybe this just wasn't meant to be.
Huh.
And I kind of stopped really even thinking about it at that point, and just
And
started
that's when it
playing.
happens,
And that's
isn't
when
it?
it
When you
happens.
stop
Yeah.
thinking about it like that. It
Stop.
happens twice.
Stop. Yeah. Stop. It's been a real
Well, keep
bizarre
stop thinking
couple.
Right.
Of
Don't think
Yeah.
about it
No,
anymore.
don't even
That's
don't concern myself with it at all.
right.
Even into the finals, it's
Right.
like, let's just go out and play, and whatever
And
happens.
enjoy
Yeah,
it a little
yeah,
bit.
yeah.
Enjoy
Well,
it.
you are a zombie
Absolutely.
during the finals. I've never seen laser focus like you have during the finals. Dave from Detroit, you're with us on the Sunday Sports Album 10th year anniversary. Steve Eiserman's our guest.
Hey guys, hi Steve, how are you?
Great, Dave.
My question for you, I read a quote in today's paper. Someone from Montreal said about the Red Wings, the reason that they're so successful is that he's never seen so many guys accept their roles on the team. And I took that to mean, the third and fourth line players, being the checkers and loving to kill penalties, loving to play defensive hockey. And do you find that that's true, and that's the difference between this team now and from years past, where in the past maybe you had guys like, Keith Primeau was on the third line but really wanted to be a first line player and didn't accept his role as a third line player, or some of
Yeah,
the
we
other
got it. We got it. We got it.
Well, this team, without question, is the most. The guys just go out and play. Nobody, doesn't matter where you play or who you're playing with, or everybody wants to play a ton, but everybody's accepted the way that Scotty wants us to play, and that's to be. To everybody, every forward, every defenseman has to be good defensively. I don't consider us to have a third or fourth line. I think we're very deep. The four lines of forwards are very deep, but everybody's expected to play. And Scotty stresses it: play well defensively first off, and we'll get scoring chances. Don't push it. But yeah, everybody's accepted that the team comes first, and your individual goals aren't important to the coaching staff, for sure. It doesn't matter.
Well, look at Sergei. He won the MVP, 94?
Yeah.
But
and
he's
even,
a lot better
right.
player now,
right.
in a sense, because he can play.
And he's got the championship ring now.
Yeah.
He didn't have
yeah.
it in
it's,
94.
It's not just like the everybody's accepted it. It's not just Sergei Fedorov or Brendan Shanahan or myself. It's also Marty Lapointe, some of these young guys, and that's a tough thing to do as well, who are very good players, who are just dying to get out there and want to play on the power play and want to kill penalties. And they're playing 12, 13 minutes. They're dying to play 20 minutes a game, but they accept that they want to play in Detroit. And they want to play in a good situation. And
yeah.
and for young guys, they're very mature and really have accepted or have been patient and are enjoying winning, enjoying this. This group of guys enjoys playing together more so than any group I've played with, and they're willing to accept a lesser role for the team.
Sanders from Romeo, you're with us on 760 WJR, the Sunday Sports Album 10th anniversary. Your question for Steve Eiserman.
Yes, hi, Mitch. How are you?
Hello.
Hopefully another 10 more years.
Thank you.
I enjoy the Sunday night program a lot.
Thank you.
Steve Eiserman, congratulations on 2 years in a row.
Thank you, Sanders.
My question for you is, for the past few years before you won the Cup, you were always rated behind Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux. Do you feel like now that you're up there with their level?
I think those two players, at least in the era that I've played in, have set themselves above everybody else. I don't think anybody else has played at the level that they have. They're the two guys. Just Wayne has scored 92 goals in a season, 212 points in a season, and Mario averaged .8 or .9 goals a game throughout his career. Those two players have set themselves in front of the pack of superstars. They've almost like superstars or whatever you want to call them. They've done a little bit more than any other player, at least in the era that I've played. And then there's a group of players below them. So I never really felt that I was, I'm a different type of player than them. I'm not as Wayne in his prime as good offensively or as explosive as he was.
But do you feel when you go into a town now, you're the two-time defending champion and you're the captain of the two-time defending champion. Do you feel from the other players in the league that they're looking at you, maybe not with the awe of Wayne Gretzky's individual talent, but with the respect that you used to pay when the defending champion, like a Gretzky, would come to town?
Not so much myself individually, but as our team, for sure. I think you're looked at with more respect by the opposition. You're treated with more respect. And you can tell by the comments that they make in the papers when you come into town to play them, and the fact that teams really play hard against us.
Right.
And when they beat us,
they're gunning for you.
And when they beat us, they're happy after the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can tell that
you're making Toronto's season. I'll tell
you
that.
Yeah, you know they played really well against us.
Really enjoying it. Yeah.
But that's the way you see it. But not individually. I don't feel I'm treated any differently, but definitely our team is and looked upon very differently.
Well, you couldn't be any more popular in this town, and it couldn't happen to a guy who deserves it more. And plus, you get a $100 gift certificate from our friends at Harmony House. And I think Steve may have as large a collection as anyone, because 14 years, 10 of those has been doing our show. So I don't know how many CDs you've gotten over the years, but your collection owes a little bit to this show.
Actually, yeah, there's a few I got my eye on, so I'll probably the next week stop by Harmony House.
We'll be in Harmony House. Well, that's for you, Steve.
Imagine me in Harmony House this week and seeing Steve Eiserman and Barry Sanders
shopping together. And would they buy the same music? Now, that's the question.
We spend every dime of it. Just get to like $99.99 and stop.
Put one back.
Can't go over.
That's right. Put one back. I'm sorry. I can't take this one.
Dipping into my own pocket.
Hey, thank you, Steve, for being a part of this show tonight.
My pleasure.
And for everything you've done over the years.
Congratulations to you guys.
Thanks. Steve Eiserman here on the 10th anniversary show. The big 10-year anniversary trivia trifecta coming up. You know the numbers, 313-875-4476 or 1-800-859-0957. Stay with us.
I want you guys, Grant Hill and Barry Sanders, to compare your off-season training regimens.
Basketball is a series of sprints. I do a lot of sprint work.
All right, so your big tough thing was a couple 400s.
No,
couple
I did it in the hot sun, and I did it over and over again.
Over and over again. Barry's turn.
Most football players, like myself, in off-season, we play basketball. I mean,
Hi, boaters. Paul W. Smith here for Colony Marine. You know, for many years, famous athletes, radio, and television personalities have had lots of fun talking.